All right, we're back on with Wyatt Hubbard, 13-year-old bear slayer. And buddy, I am excited to hear the rest of the story. Thanks for hanging around.
No problem, man. Like, I'm really happy to be here.
Well, I'm excited, like I said, to hear the rest of the story. Now, when we left off earlier this hour, you had passed a bear on Friday, got up Saturday morning, your uncle Logger had a couple dogs, and your buddy Richie had a dog. Was it Tika and...
Tika and Luddy.
They had actually found another bear.
Yes, that is correct.
And you had no idea at this point if it was any bigger than the bear you passed on Friday, right?
No, no idea at all.
So let's jump right into the story then. You get out of the truck. What did you have to do? Tell me about finding this bear at that point.
So we get out of the truck. We start hiking. The dogs were about 3/4 of a mile up the sand dunes. The thing about the sand dunes is that they're unforgiving. They're not going to let you cut past without a fight.
It was rugged, huh? It was pretty tiring.
It was up and down, lefts and rights, everywhere, basically. And then we finally get to the point where we start hearing the dogs barking. So we find the dogs in this jack pine thicket, and then all we see is their tails.
You can't see the bear at this point?
No, we cannot see the bear at all. And then my friend Jared, he grabs the dogs. And then myself personally, I was about to pass out. And so my Uncle Logger and then my friend Rich, they all got their pistols out just in case something goes wrong. And then after my friend Jerry gets the dogs out, everyone's got their pistols out. I got my 30-30 in my hand.
Did you have it shouldered, like ready to go?
Yes.
Couldn't see the bear?
No, we couldn't see it. In fact, I'm very lucky I actually landed my first shot on it, which I'm about to talk about in a second. So Jared's got the dogs. The bear comes rushing out. It comes charging at me. That gave me just enough time to get a point clean shot on it right in the head. After we did it, we got excited, you know.
You had to be shaking at that point.
Yes, I was shaking in my boots. Yeah. Yeah, so after that, and then we all start gunning it, and then the dogs are barking, and I'm just happy as can be. Like, 13-year-olds like me do not get a chance to shoot a bear.
Not very many do.
After that, we start heading out. It's a pretty long hike back. In fact, I think I almost passed out on the way back because it was so tiring. I get back to my Uncle Logger's truck, and I get myself a Dr. Pepper out of the cooler. I'm having a drink. I'm thirsty. I'm excited. And then, oh my gosh. We make our way back to our camp, and then I just collapse on the couch because we were supposed to have a fish fry that night. Sadly, I passed out, and I just slept. I slept, and I slept.
Successful bear hunter.
Yes.
Congratulations, Wyatt.
Thank you.
I appreciate you telling us the story, and pretty cool that you got, you know, your family there with you, helping you figure it out, and lots of kudos to Jared, Richie, your Uncle Logger, your dad, Luke. Thank you for sharing the story with us.
No problem, man. I'm happy to be here.
13-year-old Wyatt Hubbard, successful bear hunter, sharing the story here on The Outdoor Show.